How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I be left to my own wits, agony filling my heart? Daily? How long will my enemy keep defeating me? Look at me, answer me, Lord my God. Restore sight to my eyes. Otherwise, I'll sleep the sleep of death, and my enemy will say, I won. My foes will rejoice over my downfall, but I have trusted in your faithful love. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. Yes, I will sing to the Lord because the Lord has been good to me. Hear now this prayer poem by Bishop Latrell Miller Easterling called Perfecting. Perfecting God, as we walk further into your light and your word manifests more deeply within us, may we come to understand that absence is not always enough. The absence of hate is good, but the presence of love perfects what is good. The absence of evil is good, but the presence of righteousness perfects what is good. The absence of violence is good, but the presence of peace perfects what is good. The absence of scarcity is good, but the presence of abundance perfects what is good. The absence of discrimination is good, but the presence of justice perfects what is good. Transform us only as you can, perfecting God. Mold us and make us after your will, while we are waiting, yielded, and still. Amen.
Thank you so much, Kathy. And my church in New York State, that I pastored in New York State, for a little while I led a Bible study on the Psalms, and so we would meet every week and one psalm a week, and we picked and choose from a few of them, and of course it would take 3 years that way to get through all of the psalms. But I remember a few weeks in, there was a man who was part of it. Jack was his name. He was an older man. I eventually did his funeral, and he said, and I remember this so clearly, he said, I don't like the psalms. They're all moaning and groaning. Now, he's not wrong. If you read them, a lot of the Psalms, the basic theme of them are, I'm miserable. I'm not doing so well. I really need your help, God, because I don't like this situation. And that seems to me, that's a basic human emotion, a basic human state of being, to just say, I'm not happy with this situation. Our little guy, he often says, I don't like this, or I don't want this. Well, welcome to being a human being. I mean, how much of our life is, I don't like this? Sickness, bad job, an unhealthy relationship. This movie isn't any good. You order something from the restaurant and you don't enjoy it, and you come to that place where you say, I don't like this. I don't like the weather. I don't like that my team always loses. I don't like that I ate too much and my stomach is upset. I don't like this. And many times in life, we're at that place where we're left saying, I don't like this. And the Psalms are that way, aren't they? I mean, if you read through the Psalms, you often come upon what's called Psalms of Lament. And over half of the Psalms, you could categorize as calling them a Psalm of Lament. Now, that just makes you stop and pause for a moment, doesn't it, to say that the Psalms are the hymn book of the Bible. They were the hymn book of ancient Israel. They were the hymn book of the early church. And over half of the time in that hymn book, it's saying, God, I really don't like this. Now, today, the psalm that we heard today is no different. It says, how long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I be left to my own wits, agony filling my heart daily? How long will my enemy keep defeating me? Basically, what it's asking is the where are you, God, right now? Because this situation is bad and I need to know where you are. Basically, it's saying, okay, God, how long are you going to keep sending me to voicemail? When are you actually going to pick up the phone? How long, O Lord, will you quit answering? Will you quit not answering my texts? I need to hear back from you. I send you an email, God, and I never hear back. I knocked, but the door was not opened. You know, we've all been in that place, haven't we? Where we prayed that prayer saying, how long, God? I need to hear from you. I need your help. And we all feel this right now, don't we? I've had it with this pandemic, you know, and I think we all have. And here's the hard part. It's not ending soon, is it? Back in March when this all started, I kind of thought to myself, I thought, well, you know, a month or two or so, and then we'll be back to normal. Well, over 4 months in, I still don't see an end to this. And it's getting worse in our country. Every day, it's like I've almost kind of become numb to the news, and then the news hits me again. 130,000 in our country lost. I miss so much. I miss the things that are so, you know, that we do during the summer, the festivals and trips and events. And I just miss sitting in a coffee shop, just enjoying the day. And so we're right at home with this psalm, aren't we? When we say, you know, Lord, I don't like this. I need your help. I'm lamenting the situation. But lament can go deeper than just a personal experience. I mean, it's on one hand, it is to say, okay, I myself don't like this. But you can also lament the state of the world. The whole COVID-19 pandemic has affected us all in each in unique ways. But the hard truth is for our minority communities in our country, they've been hit harder. And there are reasons for that. Minority communities often don't have the financial resources, and they're less likely to have health insurance, and so they, in the first, you know, they've not been able, you know, they're not able to manage pre-existing conditions, and so when the virus hits, that there's a greater effect. Many in our minority communities are more likely to have a low-wage job, an essential worker kind of job, where they've still been exposed to sickness. Kids in minority communities are less likely to have internet access, and so they're struggling when schools have gone online. And so we can look at all of this and say, our minority communities bear even a greater burden. And so I look at that and I say, this is not as it should be. I lament that. I lament that every other developing country has this thing sort of under control. But for whatever reason, we don't. Our neighbors to the north in Canada, they've got it under control, but we don't. And so I look at that and I say, okay, what's wrong with us? What have we done wrong? I lament the failure of leadership. I lament the failure of basic decency. I lament the failure of something so simple as just wearing a mask when we're out and about. I lament the effect that all of this has on our children, on our elderly, on our small businesses. I think of people whose jobs are to sell hot dogs at baseball stadiums, and they're out of work right now. Or people whose jobs are cleaning hotel rooms or setting up at a convention center, and they're out of work. They're suffering because of this. And those were not great jobs in the first place, and now they're out of work. And so if lament is a basic human emotion, and it makes up most of the Psalms, or more than half of the Psalms, then we're right home at home with the Psalms today, aren't we? So we can say with the Psalms, how long, O Lord, will you forget us? Forever? How long are you going to hide your face from us, God? How long will we be left to our own wits, agony filling our heart daily? How long will my enemy keep defeating me? We're right at home with this Psalm, aren't we? But here's the surprising thing about this psalm. It ends with praise. Even though, you know, the first two-thirds of the psalm are there, you know, it's lament, but then it ends with praise to God. It says this, "But I have trusted in your faithful love. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. Yes, I will sing to the Lord, because God has been good to me." Kind of takes a turn for the better there at the end. And so I read that and it makes me scratch my head a little bit. It makes me wonder, I think, what's going on? Is this psalm saying, well, yes, it's awful, but I guess God is okay? No, I'm not sure that's what it's saying. Is it saying, I guess it's really not as bad as I thought it was? No, it's not saying that. This psalm allows us to see that God is with us, even as things are bad. And this psalm refuses to see the present situation as separate from God, and it cannot imagine a future without God's salvation. So this psalm, on one hand, is saying, I don't like this. And it's right to say that so many times in life, to say, I don't like this. But it's also acknowledging God isn't far away, and that God is a God of salvation and hope. And so it ends basically saying, I will not give in to despair. People of God, this is a powerful way of praying. It's a way of saying, okay, the present is bad, and there's no use calling it anything but that. You know, we call a spade. When we say, I don't like this, there's reason to say that. But it's also saying, God has been good to me. And it recognizes that even though the present moment is bad, that God hasn't checked out, that God is a God of salvation. And so this psalm basically says, I'm not giving up. That's important right now, isn't it? Right now, it would be so easy to give in to despair, and I think many have kind of taken that path just to kind of throw up our hands and say, well, what's the point of anything? It's just going to be awful, and what will we do? But here's the thing. That's not who we are as Christians. We don't give up, even though things are hard, even though we don't like the present moment. We don't stop working for fairness for all. Last week, I talked about, I said, if God loves everyone equally, and I believe that so much, then we want fairness and justice for everyone. And so that means we've got to keep chipping away at the things that are hard that we can fix. I think maybe God is, as we are calling out to God, that God is calling out to us in the same way to do something. So we've got to keep chipping away at this racism thing. We've got to keep working so all are safe and healthy. We've got to keep doing the right thing, even when it's hard. And even if it's just so simple as something as simple as wearing a mask out in public, I don't know why that has become politicized in our country right now. Even just putting on a mask says, I care and I'm not giving up. It means we don't stop trying to be better. We keep working, we say to ourselves, so I'm better. So my church is better. So my community is better. My nation is better. My world is better. You see, this lament that this psalm gives us is not a give up. This lament is not just everything's awful and I give up. No, this lament is a call to action to say, I don't like this and I need to do something about it. We all need to lament. We all do that because life sometimes is very hard. And the Psalms do plenty of that, so we have examples right in our Bible of lament. But this psalm not only laments, but it also calls us to hope and to thankfulness. I'm a runner, and I often qualify that with saying I'm a slow runner. I'm just not built to be a quick runner. And I haven't done it so much over the last few years, but I like to run in races. And I found whenever I'm running in a race, there's a point about two-thirds of the way into the race where I find myself saying, and I think a lot of runners do this, where we say, I don't like this. It's hard, we're tired, it's painful, we're out of breath, we don't want to keep going. And we say to ourselves, I don't like this, why am I out here, this isn't any fun, this is hard. But I found, even though you say that to yourself, you keep going. And you keep going because you know the finish line is out there, and you're over halfway there. And you say to yourself, well, I get to that finish line and I'll be glad, and I'll be proud. And I'll say, we all did this, we've all done this, and we're in better shape because of this. And so even though you feel that at that moment where you say, I don't like this, you know, the I don't like this does not have the last word. I believe that's the truth for us as Christians too. I don't like this doesn't have the last word, but God does. Amen.